swingers, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man, man cub, stroll right into town, and be just like the other men, cause I'm tired of monkeying around. Oh, oopie-doo, I wanna be like you, hoo-hoo. I wanna walk like you, talk like you, hoo-hoo. You'll see it's true, hoo-hoo. Yes, someone like me can learn to be human too.
Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. First of all, some information concerning solar activity from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia. The RPS reports that solar activity remains at a very low level and is expected to be of the same strength or same conditions over the next few weeks. The observed 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has been 91, that's 9-1, and the equivalent sunspot number has been a very low 36.36. So those figures are likely to stay pretty much the same in the immediate future. And that means, of course, that worldwide high-frequency propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 13 megahertz will continue to be unreliable. However, frequencies above about 13 megahertz on daylight paths will be somewhat satisfactory. So we're currently moving through the plateau of solar cycle, sunspot cycle number 24, and it's expected that the first sunspots for solar cycle 25 may appear towards the end of 2016. And now some monitoring information. First of all, from our colleague Michael Stevenson of Port Macquarie, New South Wales, here in Australia. Michael has observed quite good reception in the mid-morning period in Port Macquarie, and some of the stations he's heard recently are as follows. On 11580 at 2330, Radio Ukraine International via Okeechobee. Very good signal with its half-hour English program. And 12025, the BBC from the Singapore relay at midnight with Burmese and with fair signals. And 15435, Far East Broadcasting Company of the Philippines at midnight 10 in the Shan language with religious program including music, and again a good signal. And 15685, Radio Free Asia from Saipan at midnight 20 with Laotian. No jamming heard from this on this frequency, which Michael observes is a rarity. So the shortwave bands, according to Michael, at this time are revealing rather weak and noisy signals, except for Radio New Zealand on 15720 and Radio Australia on 15240, which were very strong signals. Michael notes his receiver is the ASU FTDX-1200 transceiver with one of the following antennas, a Wellbrook 15 metre wire and a homemade 17 metre wire, both with balance. So thanks, Michael, for that information. Now, some information concerning shortwave broadcasting services. The new international broadcast season is effective March 27, which runs right through until October 30 of this year. The schedules from the High Frequency Coordination Committee have not yet been formally released, but tentative information has been made available on the HFCC's website. And these are subject to change. However, one of the schedules is for the Turkish radio and television from Ankara, and some of the transmissions and frequencies for the morning programs from the Voice of Turkey for the new transmission season are as follows. On 7260 between midnight and 0200 in Turkish, 9770 and 9870, 0100 to 0200 in Spanish for Latin America. 9465, 0200 to 0300 in Turkish. 6165, 0300 to 0400 in English, and also on 9515 with the same program. 6040, 0400 to 0600 on two frequencies in Turkish. That's 6040 and 11980. And on 11750, 0600 to 0900 on two frequencies. That's 11750 and 11955 in Turkish. And in the 22 metre band, 13635, 0600 to 1300 in Turkish. And 11730, 0700 to 0800 in Azeri. And 11795, 0830 to 1000 in Farsi. And 11750, 0900 to 1000 in Arabic. Well, those were some of the tentative frequencies and schedules for the Voice of Turkey for the new transmission season, effective March 27 for the Turkish morning programs, and some frequencies scheduled for the evening release include the following: 9785, 1830 to 1930 in English, 9635, 1930 to 2030 in French, 11615, also 1930 to 2030 in French, and 9620, 2030 to 2130 in English, and 9830, 2200 to 2300 in English. So quite an extensive array of frequencies, and well, many of those are new frequencies, which are effective for the new transmission season beginning March 27. Now, some more monitoring notes this time from here in Melbourne. During our pre-sunrise window, quite good reception is noted here in the 15, 13 and 5 megahertz bands. That's in the time span 1530 to 1600, and this is a summary of some notable signals. 4750, Radio Bangladesh in English. The same frequency, 4750, China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese. And 4900, All India Radio from Hyderabad, the domestic service. And 4800, China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese. And 4810, The Voice of Armenia at Yerevan, broadcasting in Assyrian. And the same frequency at the same time, All India Radio from Bhopal, the domestic program. And 4820, The People's Broadcasting Station at Lhasa in Tibet in Chinese, and on the same frequency at the same time, All India Radio from Kolkata, the domestic service. And 4850 in China, The People's Broadcasting Station at Urumqi in Kazakh. And 4885, an interesting signal from Echo of Hope, a station located in Taiwan, broadcasting in Korean. And 4895, All India Radio, from Kaohsiung, the domestic service, to signing off at 1545. And 4905, another frequency for the People's Broadcasting Station at Lhasa, with the Tibetan service. Two signals on 4920 at the same time. All India Radio from Chennai, closing at 1545, and the People's Broadcasting Station in China from Lhasa in Tibetan. And 4940, another Chinese station, this time the Voice of the Strait, broadcasting in Chinese. And All India Radio on 4970, the domestic service from Shillong, closing at 1545. And 4980, a rarely reported frequency for the People's Broadcasting Station at Urumqi in China in the Uyghur language. And another frequency for All India Radio, 5040 from Jaipur in domestic service, and 5050 from India, domestic service from Azal. And 5060, two stations here on the same frequency simultaneously. China, the People's Broadcasting Station at Urumqi in Chinese, and All India Radio from Chennai, domestic service, that closes at 1545. And then the 22 metre band, noted here in Melbourne recently, 1730 around that time period, 13590, the Voice of America with the Diwa program, broadcasting from the relay station at Iranawila in Sri Lanka in Pashto. And three frequencies for All India Radio, 13605 in Swahili, and 13640 parallel to 13670 in Gujarati, and 13710 Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service in Arabic, and 13785 the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in English. And finally, in the 19 metre band, quite an array of signals there in the Melbourne pre-sunrise period between 1530 and 1600. They include the following: 15130, Radio Liberty from Lampetheim in Germany in Russian; 15140, Radio Oman, broadcasting in Arabic; 15225, Saudi Arabia, broadcasting in Arabic; 15250, Adventist World Radio from the Nauen transmitting site in Germany in Hindi; and 15290, another frequency for Adventist World Radio, this time from the Moosburn, Austria relay station in Punjabi; and 15340, closer to home, HCJB Australia, broadcasting from Kununurra in Western Australia in English; and 15470, Vatican Radio, broadcasting over the relay in the Philippines. That's the Philippines station operated by Radio Veritas Asia in English, and the corresponding relay of Radio Veritas programs broadcasting over Vatican Radio facilities at Santa Maria de Galleria is on 15620 in Filipino. And 15490, KSDA from Guam in Gujarati. And another frequency for KSDA is 15665 in the Kannada language. So that summary of signals in the 5 MHz, 13 MHz and 15 MHz bands was noted here in Melbourne recently during our pre-sunrise window, in the time span 1530 to 1600. So good signals there. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.